Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
This is listener-supported public radio at the University of Illinois, AM 580, The Information Advantage. Thanks for joining us for Morning Edition this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 9.63, down 10 and 3 quarters on the open. July, 9.60, down 10. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 9.02, down 11 on the open. July, 9.16, down 12. September, 9.16, down 26 and a quarter. December, 9.41, down 16. May of 2009, 9.59, down 13. And July, 9.28, down 24 on the open. May corn opened at 5.94 and a half, down 9 on the open. July, 6.07, down 10. September, 6.12, down 12 and a half. December, 6.15, down 11. March of 2009, 6.25, down 10. May, 6.30, down 9. July, 6.30 and a half, down 12. December of 2009, 5.81, down 6 on the open. May soybeans open at 13.39, down 11 and a half on the open. July, 13.55, down 11 and a half. August, 13.45, down 11. November, 12.68, down 10 and a quarter. And July of 2009, 12.82, down 31 and a quarter on the open. May soybean meal open at 3.40.50, down 4.50 on the open. July, 3.44, down $4. May soybean oil open at 60.45, down 38 on the open. July, 61.15, down 43. April live cattle opened at 90.60, up 27 and a half on the open. April feeders 102.40, up 57 and a half. May lean hogs 71.50 on change. Den May bellies 77, up 25 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's begin with the soybean market, which from a technical standpoint and maybe as well as a planning standpoint as we continue to have some delays here with the corn planting, is showing some long in the tooth to the upside rally, it appears to me.
Yeah, I think you're right as far as the technicals go, Dave. I think the fundamentals were probably still a little bit on the wait-and-see type mindset. You know, we do have that talk starting to circulate amongst the traders that will Chicago take new beans down at some point on continued weather planning delays. That's something we always have to worry about when we get into the springtime. But, you know, we do have the tight old crop. We do still have some Argentine issues, and it's keeping the Chinese buying as a relatively good supportive issue for the old crop especially. So I suspect that if the corn stays supportive, if the energy stays supportive, and if the wheat stays supportive, and those old crop supportive issues remain on the side of the new crop, then the new crop may not have as much downside outright. It could be very well that the November bean, December corn spread gets worked on pretty heavily by the trade, as would maybe the July Nov bean spread gets worked on pretty heavily. But, that, you know, fundamentally speaking, it seems like to us that the commodities will tend to trend together at this point, even with the planting and the row crop changes in acres. I think one thing we can rely upon is still that big, big acreage number that USDA gave us on the 31st, that 74.8 million. That's still in there in people's minds up in Chicago as well. But clearly 3 points technically are key for July beans. The 4.11 closed last Friday, 13.49 and a quarter. The 50-day moving average, 13.74 and three quarters. 10-week moving average on the front-end beans of 13.41 and a half. So a close below 13.40 would take out all those major three price points. That opens your door up technically to last week's low on the weekly chart, which is about a dollar lower from where we're at right now.
And take us through the same set of circumstances for the Noves, please.
November would probably just follow the July, although the November has had a weaker look to it technically. For the November bean chart, we've got the 50-day moving average as resistance at 1285 and 5/8. The 10-day moving average, we're right near today at 1260 and a quarter. If we lose both of those, since we have gotten down close to the weekly lows, I think last Friday's low was right around 1247, and I think we hit took that out by a couple pennies today.
We did.
If we take those out on a closing basis, then we're probably heading back towards the 1150 to 1170 area where we found a little bit of support before jabbing lower and tested that 200-day moving average after the stocks report.
The 50-day, the 50% retracement for the move. Then
exactly right.
All right, then. Let's go and talk a little bit about the corn market. What are you seeing there today?
Well, it seems like it's kind of weather versus wealth. The short-term weather looks a little more bearish. It's warmer and drier, and that's the bearish side of things. And we've also got the profit-taking by the funds and commodities. There's talk in Chicago this morning that the Citigroup losses of over $5 billion. Being the largest bank by assets, that really affected the trade early on. And it seemed like that funds wanted to go ahead and lift out of commodities, go back towards dollar-denominated assets like the dollar and the stocks. That's something to be really watchful of because the commodity index charts like the Goldman Sachs, the Dow AIG, the Reuters, Jefferies Commodity Index, that's very, very key right now because they look a little bit technically vulnerable. So if we would continue this path of going lower in the commodities here today and make new lows, that may trigger some index related type liquidation as well. So corn could get caught up in that in the short term here, but the longer term weather is cause for much greater concern, especially for folks like us. We're running a very high yield right now. Nationally, we're running a 157 yield day for the corn this year. We're going to have to drop that down next week. If these rains come like they're forecasted to come, we're probably going to go down below 150. We're essentially going to have to take our carryover from a 1.1 billion, probably down closer to 600 million bushels, so that we can stay psychologically and fundamentally up with this market in terms of what could happen as far as upside potential. So it's kind of getting to crunch time. We would say, like we said last week, the market may be leaning towards the downside right now, but come May 15th, given what the rice market has done and what the wheat market did before that, we have to put that in as a possibility for the corn, or we would we'd not be doing any service to our clients.
We wouldn't anticipate that there would be much of a pop off the weather, at least off the Monday NAS report. But if we come back a week from Monday and we're still trending wet, would you expect that the pop then?
Yeah, I think you're looking at maybe Monday's NAS report, and then combine that with what's actually falling in terms of rainfall Wednesday. Indianapolis and Des Moines and Peoria, they're all looking at 2 to 3.5 inches of rain for between now and the 25th based upon the recent model data. If you're looking at those kind of rains here on the 24th and 25th, and we also haven't made a lot of progress in Kentucky, Tennessee, Missouri, those North Carolina, those states that are extremely behind right now, I think you may not want to wait, if you're the trade, until the following week. You may start buying going into the end of next week.
And does wheat then become more and more supported, the winter wheat, on ideas that it's just been so doggone wet that producers aren't getting the needed nitrogen on the crop?
That's certainly a concern here regionally, but I think overall wheat actually looks like a pretty clear-cut market right now when it comes to Chicago and the trade psychology. You've got the weather and you've got the demand as the keys to the market direction, and we've seen we're right back to where we were last week when we closed, within 4 or 5 cents, and that really goes back to we looked at hot, dry weather, we looked at frost potential, we looked at really good demand early in the week. We made a run-up above 950 in the July contract in Chicago. Kansas City was supportive on the weather. Now, all of a sudden, we've got the fear of frost not as high. We had very dismal exports for the week on the sales report, and now there's really not any new talk of purchases from the Middle East or Asia. Yeah, Iran and Iraq are always in there and talking, but nothing concrete from Pakistan, India, or Egypt, which are the three majors for us. So with the EU being competitive right now with the U.S. price, to us it seems like the weather and the demand are the drivers to the wheat, and they're going to keep being that way. And it's kind of good to have more of a clear-cut picture in the wheat this time of year.
So if we break to the downside on a closing basis below the 100-day moving average, would you be in that camp that we're taking a leg down?
Yeah, we said last week during the commodity week that the technicals looked very, very vulnerable. We were hoping the fundamentals would turn the ship around, but we see another continuation leg down lower if we could, you know, if we go below that $9 or $8.95 level here on the week.
Piece of advice for producers before we let you go?
Big key here is the bought puts. I think they've earned their muster here, Dave, with the way the corn's performed, and the value of the puts have not lost that much. In fact, implied volatility is starting to come up to where we aren't being able to buy puts as effectively when the price direction's in our favor. When the crop, you know, when the prices are going higher, the puts aren't really going down that much, and we expect that to continue. So puts, as the weather delays continue, are our best advice right now.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick, May wheat in Kansas City, 9.53, down 20 and 3 quarters. May wheat at the Board of Trade at 8.95, down 18. July, $9, down 28. May corn, 5.98 and a half, down 5. July, 6.11 and a half, down 5 and a half. December, 6.20, down 6. May beans, 13.44, down 6.5. July, 13.55, down 11.5. November, 12.65, down 13.25. May soybean meal, 3.42, down $3. May soybean oil, 60.29, down 54. April live cattle, 90, down 32.5. April feeders, 102.05, up 22.5. And May lean hogs, 72.35, up 85. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.